Yes, welcome back to another episode of Think Like a Thought Leader. I'm your host, Samuel Osborne, coming out of Perth, Western Australia, on the 21st of January 2015. This is episode number 12. You can find more episodes at thinklikeathoughtleader.wordpress.com. The music we are listening to is Banshee Deep House Mix. Today, you're going to hear a conversation with Donna Arrogante, the Essence Muse. Donna is in Los Angeles, where she helps people to discover their entrepreneurial message and create an epic online branding presence. It is with great pleasure and an honor that I share this conversation with the world. Make sure you subscribe and enjoy the conversation.
Just thinking that is, they're just awesome videos for starters. Oh, and I was like, I got to ask that gal if she'll be a guest on my show, and here you are. It's because, as my own sort of journey, if you like, just quickly, is that I'm trying to package myself as a speaker and an author, but pretty much a speaker. And for the last year, I've really struggled to define my positioning, my message, and all those things. So I just typed in, how do you combine your passion with, some sort of entrepreneurial thing like that? And then I found your videos and just started watching them, and was getting heaps of great value from them. So I run this. I also run this blog, you know, that is about.
I know. I love your blog.
Just interviewing people.
Episodes.
Yeah. Thank you. And that's my way of generating online content and an online identity before I really know what it is. It's sort of evolving as I go. And I thought, well, nothing's going to stop me from networking and interviewing people and practicing writing. My skills, you know, or developing a voice.
Yeah.
And so I thought, I want to hang out with the people that I want to be like.
That's awesome.
And you're one of them.
Oh my God, I'm so honored. And first of all, thank you for taking the time to receive my message and my videos. I do put a lot of effort into them. And it's also for me to, you know, to have a canvas where I could express my creativity and give value to other people and motivate people to take action on, you know, getting their message out there, which is, you know, actually what my message is, you know, to empower people to speak up and share their message with the world.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. And I want to celebrate the fact that you are like, You've started before, you know, like knowing the whole blueprint of things. So like starting before you're ready is so courageous, and I just want to celebrate that about you. That's amazing.
Thank you.
You're creating a platform for yourself. And the thing about branding is that sometimes you can't go into it knowing everything. You just have to begin, and it's like it will mold itself to whatever it needs to become. Organically, and I think that's, and you'll be hit by inspiration where you least expect, and then that will, you know, like help you
cause you to run home and write it all down.
I'm sorry?
It'll cause you to run home and write it all down as you get it. Or you'll be doing the dishes.
Yeah.
Washing the dishes, and then you've got all soap and everything, you're like, oh, quick, give me a pencil or something.
Exactly. And that's like one of the things I'm trying to practice. Actually, one of my power words this year is miracles. And I kind of think of creativity as a little burst of miracles, because miracles is when things happen for you or to you that, you know, you least expect, and they're there to serve you and help you out and have clarity, you know, with things. And So creativity is like that in a way, where it's just, it hits you, you don't know where, but really it's because you're receptive and open to receiving those messages, you know, whether it's like divine or it's like, it's a manifestation of your own, you know, desires. So miracles and creativity. I feel like
I'm
combining those two things this year.
I love that. I want to thank you for the word congruence.
Yes.
Then you've got a video that is specifically called How to Blend Your Passion with Your Expertise, I think it's called. And you've got three columns, and you say passion's down here, expertise down here, in the middle, congruence.
Yes.
And so I do a lot of journal writing, or handwrite a lot of my thoughts. And that's, that particular grid is on a couple of pages, you know, going over it, like really trying to dig deep for, you know, how that blends together.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for validating that, you know, that actually worked for you. Because when I was trying to figure out my brand, and, you know, it was difficult for me because I'm really good at helping other people. And when it came to myself, I struggled because I mean, it was such an emotional journey for me to try to find out my voice. So I totally hear you on, you know, you almost kind of like have this identity crisis, like, who the hell am I? And without having your mission and your purpose and your voice, it's like you can't make the first step. And so I did that exercise with myself. And I also, one of the greatest things that liberated me was to see other people as examples. And so there's a fine line between comparing yourself to others and finding them as inspirations for you. And when I was trying to seek inspiration, at the end of the day, I said, I just have to begin somewhere, and everybody had to begin somewhere. Just like what you're doing, you just had to begin. And I found out, you know, throughout that whole, period of time where I was trying to like discover myself, a lot of it is giving yourself permission to just try things out. And if it doesn't work out and people don't like it, so, you know, then you got to make adjustments.
Yeah.
So you can't be perfect off the bat. Like, I actually have kind of removed the dancing part of my videos because I want
such
to make
a shame.
I know,
a
it
travesty.
Is, but I do have. Well, I'm glad you enjoy them, and I have received really great feedback about them. But
now you're doing a rap segment.
I know.
Hip hop rap segment.
I need a partner for that. So I need you to come up with like the beatbox in the background, you know.
Oh, that's no problem. That's no problem.
No, I'm not good with lyrics. I'm terrible with lyrics. I only know like how to hype up the crowd.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, what he said. Yeah. I could be your hype girl.
Yeah, word.
Yeah. So, anyways, I really appreciate you telling me that, and your thing with beatboxing and hip hop, and you know that whole culture. I so relate with that because
it's expression,
to me,
really.
Yeah. Oh my God. I had an epiphany yesterday, and I was just thinking about everything that's happened in my life that's guided me to where I am today, and why I care so much about branding and helping people discover who they are and how to represent themselves online, how to build a website, how to, you know, monetize your creativity. And one of the moments in my life, greatest moments of my life where I discovered who I am was through dance and, you know, hip hop. And it was that whole culture that really liberated me to be who I am and to fully express that unapologetically. you know, and just be like, you know what, I may be a small Filipina, but I like being raw, I like being soulful, I love funk music, I love these dances that help me express my love for life and my love for other people. And that's the spirit I carry when I help my clients or when I speak in my videos. That's I carry that so deeply. And so I'm so, you know, I understand your passion for beatboxing. It's so awesome. It's like unlike I've never seen before, you know?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, because what you do is start conversations with people. Like you said, right, on your blog, it's 1 year, 52 interviews or coffee interviews.
52 coffees and conscious conversation.
Conscious conversations.
That was the first blog project which I started and finished. I wanted it to have a boundary of like 52 people. Like, you know, not like a blog that just goes on and on and on with no real purpose. It had a very simple boundary to it, you know, 52. And to give it a light at the end of the tunnel, to say, I finished something. And now I've started the next one, which you'll be on, which is called Think Like a Thought Leader.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so tell me more about that.
Okay,
I love the old blog. I mean, and you did 52.
Yeah, that one's done and dusted, and I made 52 friends.
That's so amazing.
I think in the 2014, I reinvented, renewed, and expanded my professional network amazingly, because every guest introduced me to more guests. I didn't have to ask for many people.
Yeah.
Whereas Think Like a Thought Leader is focusing on people who, I guess, well, it's still the same as before, people that I want to hang out with and associate with and be inspired by. And the thought leader idea comes from Matt Church, who has a thought leader's business school in Sydney, and he turns people into thought leaders, people who specialize in their area. And so he takes people's, you know, ideas and he helps you commercialize it.
He's based off in Australia?
Yeah, and he's considered one of the best conference speakers in the world.
What's his name?
Matt Church.
Matt Church. Like Church, just C-H-U-R-C. Yeah. Oh, wow. What an awesome last name.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt Church.
And so Think Like a Thought Leader is continuing to be really good for me in terms of, you know, putting myself out there.
Yeah, and you've created a platform that holds people to that regards, you know, like you see them in that light, therefore they present themselves to you in that way, and yeah, in a way that makes them feel valued, you know, and
validated. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
And validated.
It's heaps of fun, by the way.
I'm sorry?
It's heaps of fun.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, I've listened to a few of your episodes and it's like, wow, it's just, I love the idea of having, you know, those type of conversations. One of the things that I actually decided last year was to have more conscious conversations as well. And so I've, you know, kind of like you, where I attracted one soulmate client, and she's a conscious person who created a business out of, creating tea, and she has now revolutionized the way tea is created around the world. And she's pushed fair trade, making sure that everyone who works on the tea are taken care of. And it's like, she's badass, you know? And since her, it's just, I've attracted so much more soulmate clients that I can't even believe the people that I interact with, you know, on a daily, weekly basis, where the materials that they send me to work on are things that I would, you know, like consume anyways, but they've hired me to help them develop a brand and website so that they can share it with the world. And I see myself as a vessel for them, and it's become like my business has become more than just building a business. It's really so on purpose, you know?
Yeah.
And I get chills just by thinking about it. Sometimes I wake up and I pinch myself. I'm like, am I really doing this? Like, this is stuff I would be doing anyways, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm speaking to the person who wrote the book that changed my life. Like,
yeah, exactly. Ah! Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
That is.
Mean,
when you say soulmate clients, I love that idea because it put into my head this idea of hang out with clients or people anyway who evolve you, who challenge you.
Challenge you.
And rather than seeing it as like, well, I want clients who pay me.
Yeah.
think of it as, well, I actually want that, plus I want clients who evolve me.
Yeah.
That are, you know, somewhere around the same bandwidth of me in terms of consciousness.
Yes. And I understand that is a lot to ask for. But
nah.
Exactly, but it's still possible because I know because it's happened to me. And every single one of my clients, they have, I read their about page and I get to know them so much, you know, more in an intimate setting. And, do you know of like conscious thought leaders here in America?
A few. There's plenty of books like Spiritual Entrepreneurship, Conscious Entrepreneurship that have come out. You just have to Amazon them and you'll find it. But there's heaps. I reckon that most... when I say I reckon, that's the Australian way of just saying I think.
I reckon.
It's not meant to be a redneck. I reckon, you know.
I reckon.
I believe that especially in North America, there's a whole bunch of conscious thinkers, and I think most of North America has been founded on that, of doing things differently.
Yeah, and I feel really fortunate to be in this generation where there's a transition happening because, well, before when I was younger. I'm 31 now, but when I was younger, this world didn't even exist to me, you know? And then in my late 20s, that's when I started to really dig into spirituality and conscious living and conscious, like, loving. And so, you really do discover a whole new world once you dive into it. But before, it was like, you know, but I do feel a shift that I feel like younger generations are catching on.
Yeah.
And I also know that because, like my circle of friends are more aware of the things I'm speaking about. Whereas before, like a few years ago, you know, they kind of saw me as like crazy, like, oh, Donna's a spiritual person now. But like now they understand me because it's all around them. And social media is to thank for that, you know. And, of course, like the internet, but, the aspect of sharing inspirational things and stuff like that has really helped. So I feel really fortunate to be in this age where you kind of see the transition where before how information was not as available, and now it's like you have access to so much information at your fingertips.
An emerging global culture.
Yeah.
And no one knows the definition. It's not set. It just keeps changing. And, you know, when it comes to things like, you know, creating your identity for your brand, you think, well, I'm just going through as much evolution as the whole planet in my own little way.
Yeah. So but you're not. it's your own journey, but there is still, you know, a process in which... And I think when people get to know that process, they'll feel less stressed. But sometimes it's not an A to Z process. You have to go from A to F to...
You have to rearrange the letters and see what words you can make.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
it's an art form.
Can you tell us a really an awesome highlight story of... the last couple of years, you in business, what you do for people, maybe a success story of a client, a story that really sticks out in your mind. It's like, that's why I do what I do.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. I've been so blessed to experience many where I would go home and just literally cry because I feel so happy that I'm doing what I'm doing, and I've, you know, I quit my job a year ago to do this because I really felt like this purpose was calling me. And I used to work for a creative agency before, not that it wasn't serving my purpose, and I was really good at what I did, but it was, you know, of course, missing that oomph factor where I felt like I was being of service to the world. And so, one of the best moments that I love doing with my clients, or, you know, when we work on projects together, is hearing their stories and just fully hearing them out. And for me, to sit there and listen to them, and for them to tell me and express to me how they're going to change the world from their services is like, that's what excites me the most. And then I get so anxious to translate that onto, you know, a digital platform as their website, you know? One of my clients, you know, I visited her home. And, you know, I was with her for about 5 hours, and we were just like, you know, she was just sharing with me her life story, and she shared with me the, you know, her obstacles and how she was able to turn things around because of faith and prayer, and now she's helping other women, you know, like gain their own freedom and basically just have a more fulfilling life. And after that day, you know, she doesn't know this, but I left her home and I sat in my car for about 15 to 20 minutes, and I just like was kind of, I was just staring out into
You were
this
a mess, weren't
city.
you?
I was such a mess. I was like, because it's just impacted my heart so much
Many
to
boxes
know
of
that
tissues?
I will. I probably didn't go through the whole box, but I went through a lot of tissues. A lot of tissues. And I called my friend and I was just like, this is what I'm meant to do. This is what I'm meant to do. And so, you know, I just felt this responsibility and honor to, you know, to help people translate their essence and their message into the world so that, you know, not only they can they serve people, but also be compensated for it. So, and yeah, and that's why I feel like what I do is so, it's so much more than a career. It is so much more than designing. It's the integrity that I hold in my heart for them because they, you know, they help me become a better person and help me gain awareness on, you know, like how I want to evolve myself. And so it's a great place to be in. I hope that's,
I
it
think
kind
that's
of went everywhere,
an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing.
but. Yeah. And I also would like to share just another thing is I had to also see myself as more than just a designer and redefine my services. And so I didn't even understand the magnitude of what I was signing up for until I would sit there with them and hear their stories and fully receive it. So I had to also, you know, develop those skills to really record what I'm listening, not just to be inspired by, but by, you know, but to be that instrument for them to translate that. And so I had to, you know, those new skills you develop, you can't, what is it called? You can't expect that. It's just
I love the way you talk to
happens.
yourself there. How did you done?
I'm
Come
sorry,
on.
I'm just rambling on. But yeah, I think that's you know, that's one of the things I feel that entrepreneurs like us who just have this great vision, we see the end goal, but we don't know how to get there. We just have to be open and be receptive to the learning process and know that you will develop some skills you didn't even know you needed in order to, you know, to execute. So So the listening skills for me was like, I had to amp it up.
Yeah.
So that I don't have to cry every time.
Couldn't afford the tissues.
It is emotional, you know?
Couldn't afford all the tissues.
I know, it's like all these trees, poor trees.
Your car is just like a little sea of tissues that have been used.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Let's not talk about that. Hey, can you leave us with some key messages or even questions that you like to give to your clients and your audiences to help them along their journey, particularly around what you do? Some key messages.
Key messages?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's some Donna wisdom?
Wow.
Be good to your mum.
Sorry?
Be good to your mum.
Yeah, mom and dad. Be good to your mother.
But around what you do as the Essence Muse.
Yes. So I'm one of my key messages with what I do and my purpose on this planet is to empower people to use their platform for the greater good. When you have a platform, you not only will you have, you know, an audience to listen to you, but you have responsibilities as a leader in your communities, in your industry, and and also the influence to help others make different decisions. So I just would like to really, you know, like send that message out there that when you have a platform, you have a chance to influence others, to change their lives, and use that voice and know that you do. It's a privilege and to not take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And use it as an honor to carry something greater than yourself. And to share that message like wildfire, because that's really how you create change in the world, is by sharing it.
Yeah.
And that's why I do what I do, and that's that is the, you know, the legacy I'd like to leave is, you know, Donna really helped me find my voice and have the confidence to share it, and I've changed people's lives because of it. Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Oh, thank you. It's so fun. And we still need to do a little hip hop session. Maybe I can dance and you can do the beatbox.
Yeah. Do you want to hear some?
Yeah. Yeah, oh my god, please.
Well, I'll do
as long as you let your audience hear it.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So I'll do hip hop and I'll do drum and bass and I'll do like a house track sound. Ready? Just little bits, ready? Here we go. So this is hip
hop. Oh my god,
this is hip hop. Okay, that's hip hop, and we do drum and bass.
Uh-huh.
And then we do electro, sort of a house. It's like,
oh yeah,
lots of fun.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
I have this I have this loop machine. Do you know what a loop machine is?
Oh yeah, it's you record and it does it for you and then you can add sounds on top.
So I've got one of them, and this Saturday I'm performing live at a big outdoor festival here in my home city. And so I put the beats down and I do all this sort of, I guess you could kind of call them Indian sort of mantra chanting as like a bass line.
Wow.
And then I put these really fat beats to it, and then I rhyme over the top of it about consciousness evolution.
Oh my goodness. On YouTube? Do you have you performed it live?
I haven't actually done any for a while. So you wouldn't get, you know, what I'm up to at the moment, but I'll try and get some this weekend.
I'm like, yeah, please do. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it's heaps of fun.
I mean, it's yeah, you need to do a rap about, I mean, well, with your beatbox in the background, about entrepreneurship and consciousness.
Yeah, yeah. I totally get that.
I can be your backup dancer or hype girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd he say?
It's like, you could go, Donna may have taken out of her videos the dance section, but she's back for one more show.
Yeah. It's my encore.
Yeah. Well,
sweetie. Yeah, love and light. Yeah.
Sweetie, thank you so much for having a chat with me today.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. See you,
Donna. Have a great day.
We'll probably speak again sometime.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we can, you know, I mean, I want to be able to be of service to you.